Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 30, 2010. I'm Joe Underko. Today we will look back at last Saturday's football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the weekend ahead. In a battle of teams riding extended winning streaks, Thomas More made short work of Bethany as the unbeaten Saints jumped out to a 27-0 lead en route to a 48-14 road victory, ending the Bison's three-game win streak. The game of the day was in Beaver Falls, where a W&J interception in the end zone with just seconds remaining secured a 22-16 win for the Presidents over Geneva. Westminster celebrated the first night home game in the program's 119-year history before a capacity crowd with a resounding 35-0 shutout of winless Teal. The last PAC matchup saw St. Vincent post its largest win of the modern era as the Bearcats rolled past Grove City 42-17. Finally, Waynesburg posted a 41-7 non-conference victory at home against Frostburg State. PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors went to St. Vincent junior quarterback Aaron Smetanka, who threw for 336 yards and four touchdowns versus Grove City. Defensive laurels went to W&J senior defensive back Craig Sedino, who posted 11 tackles as well as the game-clinching interception at Geneva. Junior cornerback Jordan Rooney of Westminster earned special teams recognition for his first-half blocked field goal, which maintained the Titans' shutout against Teal. Four PAC games are on tap this Saturday, while Bethany has the weekend off. Riding a four-game win streak, 5-2 Washington and Jefferson returns home to Cameron Stadium Saturday for a 2 p.m. kickoff against 3-4 Grove City. The Presidents have dominated the all-time series with the Wolverines with 11 straight wins and have not lost to Grove City since a 31-7 decision in 1998. According to W&J head coach Mike Sirianni, the Presidents have rebounded nicely from their early season losses.
Well, honestly, a couple things. We focused on just taking it one day at a time, and playing as hard as we can every game and just focused on going 1-0. And if you want an honest answer, our training staff, we've had so many injuries and bumps and bruises and five kids out for the year, and we're going to miss another starter this week. They've done a great job of getting our kids ready to play. It's just been one of those years with injuries, and like I said, I can't say enough about what our trainers have done getting our kids ready to play week in, week out.
Fresh off its big win against Grove City a week ago, 2-5 St. Vincent remains at Chuck Knoll Field, where the Bearcats will host 5-2 Waynesburg at 1 p.m. The Yellow Jackets have won three straight games entering Saturday's contest and have also won all three meetings since the rebirth of St. Vincent football in 2007. Bearcat head coach Bob Colbert says his squad must build on the momentum of last week's win if they are to post their first win over Waynesburg since the 1960 season.
Well, I think we have to continue to have offensive success. Our passing game has really taken off lately. I think we have to be able to have offensive success against Waynesburg because they're a good offense themselves. It may come down to we have to have more points on the board, which is a stupid comment, but we may have to outscore them by a lot of, we have to put a lot of points up on the board.
Teal remains in search of its first win of the season as the 0-7 Tomcats return home to Alumni Stadium for a 1 p.m. kickoff against 3-5 Geneva. The Golden Tornadoes have won three straight games in the series since a 7-0 Teal victory in Beaver Falls in 2006. For Tomcat head coach Kurt Reiser, the final three games of the 2010 season will be all about continual improvement for his young squad.
That's been our mentality, to try to grow each day and develop each day, try to get the guys to improve each day that we're out on the practice field. Each game that we play is just to focus on improvement, and you know, we got a lot of young guys playing, and that's what they're working for.
Finally, 7-0 Thomas More will look to continue its march towards the 2010 PAC title when the unbeaten Saints host 2-5 Westminster for a 1:30 p.m. kickoff at the Bank of Kentucky Field. Thomas More leads the all-time series with the Titans 7-1, with the lone Westminster victory being a 23-13 decision in Kentucky back in 2004. Last season, the Saints recorded a 34-16 victory in New Wilmington. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. Remember, for the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team, please log on to our conference website at www.pacathletics.org. You can also now follow us on both Facebook and Twitter with links available at the website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.